Support for Community Connection comes from Open Door Health Services, a not-for-profit organization providing health care and nutrition assistance to families regardless of financial resources. More information is at opendoorhs.org under the Get Involved link. And from the Ball State Federal Credit Union, two locations in Muncie, the main office at 2900 North Oakwood and a campus branch at the L.A. Pittenger Student Center. Mobile banking with bill pay now available. More online at bsfcu.com. This is Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with the people in the nonprofit world in East Central Indiana and lets you know how you can get involved. Each month, we focus on one organization and what its staff and volunteers are doing to make our region a better place to live and work.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me is Nate Rose and Morgan April, and they are from Food Not Bombs. So I guess the first question, of course, what is Food Not Bombs?
Food Not Bombs is a community-run, grassroots-level movement. What we try to talk about is the amount of food waste created by society. Mm-hmm. In order to counter that, we collect food that would have otherwise been wasted. We make meals out of that food, and we take it typically downtown to Cannon Commons is our normal meeting location. Sundays at 5 p.m., and we just distribute that food to anybody who wants it. No questions mm-hmm. asked.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, I believe Food Not Bombs is a national organization. Is that right?
Actually, it's expanded to be an international organization. Wow. It did start in somewhere in California. Was it San Francisco? I want to say
that's the second chapter, That's kind of the big chapter. That's the one that blew everything up.
Right. So it did start in the States, but the model has been used all across the world,
wow.
actually. And one thing that's really cool about it is that even though there is like the website that you go to look for the different chapters, uh-huh. there's no one sort of telling you what to do. The model that you can follow, like they have guidelines like, okay, if you want to do a Food Not Bombs, do make this sort of food, perhaps the vegetarian or vegan food
sure.
for these reasons.
Yes.
But really, it's just you can get started.
It's really up to each chapter to find out what the need is in their
yes,
community and
exactly.
really the best fit and
right.
how to approach each community individually. I think
right.
that's great. Yeah. Now, where does the food come from? Does this come from partnerships with say restaurants or grocery stores, or how do you get the food that you then provide at the Food Not Bombs events?
So we've got a lot of methods for that.
Uh-huh.
We've got some grocery stores and restaurants that have mm-hmm. agreed to give us their waste food.
That's great.
We've got a few people who, not necessarily in the winter, but in the summer and fall, give us food from their garden that,
wonderful.
We wouldn't use this, so here you
sure.
go. So it comes from a lot of places, but the whole goal of it is to take that food that would otherwise be wasted and turn it into something for everybody.
That's wonderful. Talk a little bit about some of the events that you've had at Cannon Commons. I know that they were on Sundays,
mm-hmm.
Sunday afternoons. Talk a little bit about some of the things that, some of the meals that you would be serving and how many people would come out on a Sunday afternoon.
We try to serve, if not vegan, at least vegetarian mm-hmm. meals. And I believe that has to do with, so the other part of the name, Food Not Bombs, the Not Bombs part has to do with working towards peace
mm-hmm.
and non-aggression. And the food system as it currently exists, especially the meat industry and dairy industry, can perpetuate violence upon the animals and the workers within those industries.
And those certainly can feed more people as well.
Yeah.
If you, because vegetarian, I think, for the most part, or vegan, a lot of sensitivities are avoided.
Exactly.
Allergens or whether or not. Maybe you don't eat meat for
right.
One reason or another. And so how often are you currently providing meals and where are they?
Right now, it's Sundays at 5 p.m. at Cannon Commons. Other days when it's been too cold, we'll prepare meals and we'll take meals to the YWCA.
Uh-huh.
There's a Walnut Commons in town, the low-income apartment housing's place
yeah.
that we've served food to. So
we've done food at some houses that are owned by bridges. We'll
mm-hmm.
bring food to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was during the ice storm that we had
right.
to cancel on. We still had this food prepared.
Sure.
So that's what we ended up doing with it, was we just brought it to those houses.
Great. And the when there was the tornado, we made some food and we took it to, we took it to City Hall because City Hall was saying if you need somewhere to go if you need food, we took it to City Hall and then City Hall directed us to Bridges. So that's, we took food there.
Yeah, we got there and they said, well, we've got a bunch of pizzas.
Yeah,
so they had you can bring it here.
How many people are currently involved or volunteering, whether they're helping prepare the food or gather the food? How many people do you think?
It's a pretty rotating base of people. It's kind of as people are available, they come in and fade out. And so far, we've had enough people to cover everything. But I'd say between 25 and 30 total.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So if someone's listening and they want to get involved, what are the ways that they can get involved and how can they do that?
Well, we do have a Facebook page. It's Muncie's Food Not Bombs Facebook page. You can message us there. If you want to volunteer, we usually meet around 3:30 on Sundays to prepare the meals. So you could, you know, if you want to help prepare the meal, then we serve the meal. You can just show up at Cannon Commons at 5 o'clock.
Sure.
If you're not free until afterwards, we always need help taking the food back and cleaning up the dishes and, but we also, throughout the week, we need help, you know, getting the word out. We've been doing flyering, trying to meet with different organizations, possibly collecting donations, going to the stores and picking things up. So there's always lots of things that we can do. On our Facebook page, we've also got our email address, which is MuncieFoodNotBombs@gmail.com. So that's another way to get a hold of us.
And we've just kind of been telling people, if you want to get involved and if you want to get to know us, the best way to do that is to come to one of our meals.
Sure.
So we want to push past the conception that these meals are just for the most needy or they're just for the poor or the homeless or whatever. These meals are for everybody. That's another one of our slogans, is that food is a right, not a privilege. We want to have this gathering where everybody can come and it just feels like you're not being served, that you're part of something.
Sure. And it sounds like a wonderful opportunity to meet new people, you know, people that maybe you wouldn't necessarily come in contact day to day, because let's face it, we're, you know, a lot of us aren't, you know, with working and other things, you know, kind of our circles may be a little bit limited. So it's probably a wonderful opportunity to come out and share a meal and share some great conversations with people from your own community.
Yeah, it's a great way to socialize. And it's typically not just a meal either. We've done things like we've brought frisbees out there or cornhole to play on the green.
We have music playing.
Yeah, one week we had a snowball fight. So it's usually fun as well.
That's awesome. Well, thank you both for coming in and sharing the Food Not Bomb story with Community Connection and our listeners.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft, you can listen to past episodes and more from this conversation at our program website, indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.